Hey, fabulous people. Thank you for tuning in to the Get a Hand Up podcast. I am definitely going to make it worth your while. We've got some very, very important stuff to go over tonight. You know, I want to take a moment. Some people are wondering why I say, hey, fabulous people. Just think about yourself for a minute. Why would you not think you're fabulous? And you just tuned into a podcast to try and better your business. That's a great thing. You're fabulous. Move. Speaking of fabulous, here he comes.
We were gone for 3 weeks because of Easter, Passover, and spring break.
Excuses.
You're the CEO.
This is true. He's got me there.
Uh-huh.
All right. Who are you this week?
Johnny Lawrence of the Cobra Kai Karate Institution.
Oh, my God. No, he didn't.
Hashtag justice for Johnny. Wait. My applause. Okay, go ahead, please.
If you are under 30, 35, you may not get that, but... And I'm sorry, justice for Johnny. There was so much to that. What is your name this week? Johnny Lawrence?
Yes, Johnny Lawrence from the Cobra Kai Institution of Karate.
It was the Cobra Kai Dojo.
But we changed it. We're growing up in places.
Put it this way. If you're old enough, you've already gotten that reference. So, tonight I have with me Johnny Lawrence. Let's see if he podcasts as well as he fights. Hopefully better. But...
LaRusso cheated.
So the reason tonight is a little bit special is I feel that for so long, you know, I've been talking about everything from strategy, all the different facets of digital marketing, social media. It's been a while since I've gone back to my roots of SEO. And many of you probably don't know, that is where my geekdom really began, or I should say my professional geekdom, was in SEO. And it's come so far, so far. So many, you know, there are so many things that have changed, but one thing has remained the same, and that is that it's all about authenticity. You know, you may have heard me say before that the one consistent denominator, the common thread throughout all Google algorithms has been about legitimacy, about authenticity of backlinks, not keyword stuffing. It's, you know, all about authenticity. Well, digital marketing is the same. You know, people... especially solopreneurs, small business. Oh, but I put up a Facebook page. It's been a month. Why am I not overwhelmed with business? Again, authenticity. You know, the digital relationship. This is just a little sidecar reminder. The digital relationship is so much more like the face-to-face relationship than people think. You have to earn familiarity. You have to earn trust. Only after you've accomplished all the same things that you would accomplish face-to-face are people going to do business and either buy from you, retain your services, whatever. But always remember that. Now, nothing has changed in terms of the authenticity concept, but how that is executed today... is what I want to go over a little bit, because a lot of people have their arms up in the air and they're screaming, ah, the sky is falling. But again, it's all about staying true to you. It's about knowing your audience. And that's what's brought about these so-called big changes. So... Johnny, do you have anything to complain about yet, if I recall his attitude from the movie?
Daniel started it. That's all I'm going to say. You're talking about relationships, right? You know, online, you know, like how somebody says, and we hear it all the time. Hey, you know, Mike, Cam, you know, I just put up my Facebook page 12 hours ago. Why am I not having 100,000 followers? because 100,000 people don't feel you're relevant yet.
Exactly.
And that's what we tell people. It's like, you haven't made yourself relevant yet for someone to give a damn. You know, excuse my Turkish.
No, that's actually a really good point, because relevance, it may be getting to the point where it's a little overused, but things usually get overused because they were very useful. I know that's shocking, but no, relevance is really what digital marketing is all about, and it is the shortest distance between you and your target audience. But I would say that, yes, some people may have some inaccurate expectations. People are still people. And when they feel valued by you, when they feel that they've received value from you, when they feel that they can trust you, then they will do business with you. Well, guess what? The same is with SEO. See how everything holds hands? There's a holisticness to all of it. And that's, I think, one of the things I really love about marketing, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Camille. It's like everything is holding hands, from SEO to SEM to marketing to visual to photographic to everything. It's just those people that don't use hand sanitizers and bring the dirty hands into the, you know, helping hands pool that makes everything dirty.
You know, and speaking of which, the one thing I'm going to say is, I am going to say some things tonight that may not feel warm and fuzzy. Well, guess what? Old Russian proverb, I'd rather be slapped with the truth than kissed with a lie. That's how I do business. And one thing I want to remind everyone is, don't cheap out. Do make sure that you're getting integrity for your dollar. But don't cut corners and take the cheap route and say, oh, it's okay, I'll do the real good SEO in a year or two. You know, first let me just get on the map. No. Building your digital presence is like building your home. Do not make it shoddy to the point where in 2 years you're going to have to tear it apart and redo all the plumbing and the foundations cracked and all that. So if you do it right from the start, you will future-proof things in a way that it's always easy for you to adapt to these so-called new changes that keep coming. Mm-hmm. So, the first thing that I want to encourage everyone to do, and you may have heard me say this before, I know considering the time of year it is when this is being recorded, it's not a popular phrase, but I really want to encourage you all to get an audit. Get it from somebody with whom you may not already work, someone who you really feel that you can trust, not to have any vested interest, because the most common sales tactic is for marketing agencies and SEO companies to come in and tell you, oh my gosh, everything is wrong.
They give you the doomsday predictions.
Yeah, exactly. The doomsday sales pitch. And you immediately start questioning your current provider or in-house person. So that's hard, but you can always refer to one of my other pieces on how to know if your provider is legitimate. Something I feel very strongly about. But get an audit. You know, there are so many variables in SEO today, so many, that I'm literally going to speak quickly throughout this podcast in the hopes that I can cover everything that you need to know today. Download this podcast, listen to it again later. But I hear this all the time. I want to rank higher. I want to rank higher. I've been hearing this for so long that what I do know is that the phrase, I want to rank higher, is little more than an indication that you have no idea what you really need.
Can I step in for a quick second, Camille?
Well,
that's an answer of yes, right?
I would say for Johnny, that was phrased very politely, so I can't.
When people say, I want to rank higher, think of it as a newspaper. Like, imagine social media and your marketing as a newspaper. Everybody wants to get on the front page, but ask yourself, being on the front page, is it always the best thing to do? You know?
Yeah, what if you're on the front page in handcuffs?
Exactly. You know, when people, like, when you say to, you know, we hear it all the time, I want to be right, I want to rank number one, I want to be number one. Well, if you get there too quickly, the people that are reading the first page are not going to know who you are, what you do, and think you're a flash in the pan, and just ignore you. And all of a sudden, you just turned away a good 80% of your customer base because you haven't grown yet to get to that front of that page.
There are so many things, you know, I want to blank better. You know, do you want more traffic? Do you want longer time on site? Do you want more sales? Do you want more social signals? There are so many more legitimate things. And when you get an audit, you get someone who will really understand what you do individually as a business, what differentiates you from the other businesses who do or sell what you do or sell. And, you know, I doubt if I doubled your business volume in a year, I don't think you would care whether you were ranking number four or number eight. And really, what are you ranking at number four or eight for? You know, you can't just optimize for keywords. You have to optimize for the overall good of your business. I mean, that's really the point of SEO. And I think that especially over the years, people have, you know, the mindset has just not grown with SEO itself. And people don't really understand how much lies behind it these days. You know, I doubt you would be very happy with me if I had you ranking at number one, but you didn't have a single visitor coming to your website.
Very true. That's very true, Camille.
You know, you'd say, well, what the heck am I ranking number one for? What did you rank me for? You know, there are things like social signals. Believe it or not, you may want to rank for social signals and write something that's going to go viral because you have websites like BuzzSumo where people go all the time to get relevant content to post on their social channels so that they'll get higher engagement rates. You've got PR Newswire, which is like drinking from a fire hose, but media outlets all over the country and the world go there 24/7 to look for new headlines to constantly be putting out new content. So get an audit so that you can get an idea of not only how well your digital presence is structured, but also if you are truly moving toward your goal for your business. So.
I totally agree. You know, you bring up, and I'll make this very quick, you bring up the topic, like we hear people saying after a month of us working with them, why am I not ranking number one? And I'm like, why aren't you not on the front page for cheating on your wife? Because you haven't built yourself up there to be there yet. You got to build yourself up. Are you going to trust somebody that hasn't been nowhere and all of a sudden they're on the front page of Yahoo or MSN or something? And they're like, hey, buy our product. You're going to think this is a scam or, you know, fly-by-night operation.
Now, remember the expression, the race is not always to the fastest, but to those who keep on running. That is really where good SEO comes from. It's where good digital strategy comes from. And you know me, I believe that they're inseparable. One of the things that I want to mention that is really overlooked, surprisingly, in 2018 are technical issues. a lot of these algorithms that are these big changes coming out have to do with backlinks and mobile friendliness, loading time, site speed, how much data it takes in order to load your site, the structure of the coding. All of this is part of your SEO. So you need someone to help you understand your digital presence, not just in terms of keyword rankings, but in terms of the things that you may never think about that you don't even know exist. I'll give you an example. I just did an audit for a client recently, fabulous client, love them. And their digital presence, at least I'll say the website, had just problems, you know, didn't score very well, didn't exactly pass with flying colors. But at the same time, I actually, you know, when I audit, I don't just audit one client. I have to audit their competitors almost just as deeply in order to understand a true comparison. And the funny thing is that 10 competitors, 10, did everything else just as incorrectly. So they can very quickly and easily gain a competitive edge with some what I call low-hanging fruit. You know, just some easy things to improve their digital presence will put them ahead of their competitors because everybody got the same points wrong.
Mm-hmm. Here's some interesting statistics mm-hmm. that I was able to look up. Number one, that 39% of sites have some type of security type of breachable access from the outside.
Did you know that that was also one of Google's more recent algorithms?
Mm-hmm. Number two, backlinks. That 45% of sites backlinks either expire or are not catered to, that leads to a 404 error. And a third statistic, believe it or not, for interlinking, sites that have interlinking and using anchors within the page, only 71% of them are actually active, where the last 29% are not. They lead to a 404 error.
It's amazing. People don't understand that SEO is a living, breathing, ongoing thing.
Imagine the best way I always tell people, you know, being a, you know, a UI designer is that when you build a house, imagine your website being a department store. Each layer of your site, from your About Us page to your actual sales pages to everything, is a floor in that department store. What if you don't look everything and all of a sudden you go from sales to contact us, but your store has no link?
Right.
Or the products in your store, they're like departments within that floor, are grayed out where you can't access them.
It's funny you say that, because when mm-hmm. I explain SEO to clients, I often use real estate as an analogy, because it seems to be something everyone understands.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, most people don't know, what do you mean interlinking? Linking to other pages within your site. Make it easy to get around, and also keep the conversation going. Always have a link to another page within your website that might catch people's interest. But when you move things and you create new content and you are no longer using older content, make sure you clean up after yourself and keep that path clean. It would be like moving your bathroom from one part of the house to another, but not moving the plumbing and saying, well, why is there no hot water?
Mm-hmm. Or why isn't the, you know, the toilet not working?
Right, but there's a flood in the other part of the house.
Or there's some electricity in the bathroom.
Exactly.
So what I'm going to do is, this is kind of more of my specialty here with Camille, is UX signal-based SEO. I know you were going to talk about this, but let me kind of shine in on this. Oh, Camille, I'm going to let you explain to everyone, what is UX design on a site?
Well, you have UI, mm-hmm. which is user interface. but which is self-explanatory, how they interact with the page. But UX means something a little more important, which is user experience. Every time someone interacts with your website, first of all, they have about 2 seconds, sometimes three, to determine whether or not they're going to bounce off, go somewhere else. Whether or not they have a positive experience on their website, and if they end and say, hey, that was really great, that was easy. Or they can say, why is it I can't find a simple About Us page? It makes a big difference in whether or not they're going to come back to your site again, because most people will not visit a new website ever again.
I'll give the best example of, you know, UX signal design. Okay. Now, the time on page, 2095, 05, 15, about 23, 24 years ago, when AOL first came out and the World Wide Web, okay, the information superhighway was available to the world through AOL, and that 5 hours you got for $50 a month. The acceptable time
for... I'll do a free audit for someone who can do the best vocal impression of a dial-up modem. But yeah. Go on.
So the thing is, with the time on page, it was acceptable 23 years ago for someone to wait up to, and hear this time, up to 2.5 minutes for a page to fully load, back in 1995. That is 150 seconds, okay? Now, with our day and age of our infrastructure of internet from mobile to home to office and wireless, 3 seconds. We went from 150 seconds to 3 seconds in 23 years.
Yes.
So if your site cannot fully load within 3 to 8 seconds, everything including assets and have a video that you have on your home site playing, the bounce rate average for a site that's 8.1 to 12 seconds is 61%. From 12 seconds to 50 seconds, 15 seconds is 92%. And from 15 seconds on up is null, meaning at that point somebody's already left your site.
Oh, yeah. And here's another little kicker. Most people don't know this, but if you decided that it looked cool to leave the www out of your URL on your website, it means that anyone using a smartphone to visit your site is going to have to do multiple round trips to the server and get exponentially more, you know, between 10 and 20 more megabytes of data to load your site. So, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you are designing a site for web designers and so forth, you know, having benefit-driven headlining and content increase the time on page. This is where web design and marketing kind of marry each other, because you want to have relevant stuff on your site, especially those pages people are visiting, so you better index and as well as give people relative information.
Well, let me jump back in there a little bit more about, you know, UX-based SEO. Like I said before, it is not enough to design your SEO around keywords. It also has to be designed around human behavior. This is where psychology and business meet. It's a beautiful thing. One of the more recently weighted factors in Google's algorithm is time on page. Google, if people stay on a certain page, whether it's your home page, whether it's a certain blog or article, doesn't matter. Any page, it sends a signal to Google that says, hey, this is a pretty good page. It's a valuable page. And it also matters what search brought that page up. So Google is going to place more value, more weight on that page when you have more time spent on the page. Now, in order to get that, you need what? A fabulous user experience. You need to make people want to stay on the page. And so UX signal-based SEO is all about understanding how people are using your website, what are they looking at the most? What do they want, but maybe they're not getting? So many variables, and re-optimizing that site so that you're giving them what they want and you're constantly improving that. You know, there's another big thing which has a lot to do with authenticity and relevance. Huge Google, well, I shouldn't say huge because, again, it's going to make everyone think, oh, the sky is falling. Google is rolling out something called the mobile first algorithm. You know, one of my clients alone, they're structurally enormous, but the audience with which I guess manage, they're about 98.5% to 99% mobile users. So you have to be authentic in knowing your audience and knowing their behavior, which is just like user experience on the site. And mobile-first design, instead of having a mobile-responsive website or a mobile-friendly website that changes to fit mobile, it's designing your site with mobile-first in mind and then making changes to make it fit a PC or desktop. What do you have to say about that, Johnny?
It's a phone.
It's a phone?
It's a phone.
This is why you lost the tournament.
Well, you kicked me in the head.
No, but, you know, people may say, what? That's crazy. But if you think about it, it's really not crazy because it was as far back as 2012 that sales of smartphones surpassed PC sales. And so if you think about it, it's actually 6 years past that time that Google is saying, hey, maybe we should start paying more attention to sites that were designed for these smartphones and tablets first and modified to fit desktop or laptop afterward. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, it seems so intuitive if you actually think about it, but as a so-called algorithm release, you know, I think everybody just sort of threw their arms up in the air and took a lap around the office and, you know, said, oh my God, what do we do? And, but if you think about it, is it something that's actually long overdue?
Ooh, excuse me. I would say, yeah. I mean, a lot of sites, you know, a lot of bigger companies have actually got their stuff together and they actually went with the flow and said, okay, we're noticing that tablets, you know, since Apple brought out the iPad and Microsoft with the Surface and Samsung with their tablets, tablets have been more dominant. You know, unfortunately, it's as much as I hate to say it, tablets have become more dominant, like more dominant with mobile because they're closer to mobile size than desktops have. Most times, most people use their desktop computers at work. And a lot of times when they're at home, you don't even see the home computer anymore. You're seeing more laptops, tablets. What was the last time you walked into someone's home and saw 2-3 computers, you know, in their home? Everything's all tablet and mobile based.
And there's also, you know, the multi-screen revolution, which, it's not a revolution anymore. That was about 5 years ago where over 85% of people were using more than one mobile device at once. So, or more than one screen at once, pardon me. So if they're watching TV, they're actually on their smartphone at the same time looking up information about an ad they just saw or when a TV show says, hey, see behind the scenes at www.blahblahblah, they're going there. And so it's important to, you know, think like your customer. I always say, if you forget the perspective of your ideal customer, you will never again be a great marketer. So, really quickly, a few examples of really great mobile first sites: YouTube, Airbnb, Evernote, believe it or not, yes, Facebook, Typeform, which is kind of ironic because Typeform specializes in user experience tools. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's pretty important that they live up to that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a lot more examples. There's some sites that are very popular, you know, getting millions of hits a day, that are not mobile friendly. I'm not going to mention those here, and we're not bashing sites today, but always ask yourself, if you're in the market of redesigning your site, or you're looking at, you know, just kind of spicing up your site, making, you know, you just heard this podcast and you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, is my site mobile friendly? Is my site tablet friendly? Am I loading under 8 seconds? You know,
have I ever even thought about my visitors' behavior, and am I optimizing for what people do when they come to my site?
Sometimes on a site, less is more, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. If you get to the point, you know, like I said, like, you know, when we use the example from 23 years ago to now, 2.5 minutes to 3 seconds. So imagine the attention span of someone on your site that is looking for something. If they can't find it, especially on a screen that's maybe, what, 4 inches by, you know, 3 inches by 5 to 6 inches, you know, you don't have much real estate space to play with on a mobile site. You know, you got to think about, like, how quickly do you want to find something? How quickly does your customer want to find something? How easy is the navigation? How relevant is your information per page?
And, you know, you may have a lot of really great content that's just formatted in a way that it could really be improved upon. Mm-hmm. You may have an article that is worth its weight in gold, but if you have not formatted it properly and made it so that it's engaging and enticing, it's not going to get any traffic, and it's not going to go viral. So these are things to really think about and review.
Yes.
Because, you know, I used to say, I don't know, do you remember this from those days on, I don't know if I should say the company name, where we first met, but I used to say that every kilobyte of content is an opportunity to optimize.
And I used to say, when you used to talk, she's talking too damn much. I want to go to lunch.
He did say that. But it's true. Every kilobyte of content is an opportunity to optimize. Every article, every image, every video. Nothing can be separated, and SEO right now means so much.
The best thing you should do right now while listening to this podcast is, if you're concerned about any of these things, reach out to your teams, reach out to your, you know, CE of whatever they do, and say, hey, let's kind of like do a Roto-Rooter of our site. How quickly is it loading on the desktop? How quickly is it loading on a tablet? How quickly is it loading on a mobile phone? You know, sit there with your app on your phone, you know, like a stopwatch app. Everyone has one on their phone. And time it. You know, clear out your cookies and cache on your desktop, your mobile and tablet, and actually do the experience such as someone that's never been to your site before. Time how long it's taking. And if it's taking past 8 seconds, or the content that's shown on the desktop is not showing on your phone, then that's a time, that's a signal at least for you to start making changes.
Yes. And there are a lot of free tools out there. Finding out the truth about your digital presence, from SEO to user experience-based SEO, all of these tools are free. You just have to take the initiative to really get a good idea of what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get any better if you just put your head in the sand and say, I don't have time, or, you know, I can't get to that quite yet. You're at that point, you're leaving business on the table.
Another quick, you know, statistic before we leave is that for every
Where are we going?
Huh?
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
No, I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so last statistic. So is that for every broken site on mobile, you're losing 14% of new business. For every broken site on mobile and tablet, you're losing 29% of business. That's almost one third of business that is new and or repeating on your site.
I'm surprised it's that low.
It's that low because people give sites a chance, but after the third attempt, they just go somewhere else and look.
And one thing I do know, it's about 92% of visitors, once they visited your site once, unless they've had a good experience, they will not come back. That's why we do retargeting on social media and in search and, you know, paid ads and whatnot. So if you get your site, your SEO, your technical SEO, your security SEO, all of it, your user-based SEO, correct from the beginning, you don't have to do all of that remodeling, maintenance, you know, renovations later. So it really is like investing in the best property foundation that you can.
Yes. So we're going to bring the podcast to the close. We're at the 36-minute mark. But if you heard everything and you're still sitting here and you're like, okay, how do I do this? I have no clue what to do. I'm a small business owner, or I'm just, you know, completely lost. Hit up Camille. That's what she's online for. You know, use the hashtag AskCamille and, you know, just hit her up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Where else do you?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn's good.
Yeah, I'm a very easy person to find, and I also used to say my two cents is always free. So if you have a question, by all means, reach out to me. I'm very happy to answer and make a quick recommendation that can point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So with that, thank you guys for listening. And this is Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai.
I can't believe you went there. This is Camille. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And you're fabulous. Take care.